This is Smart Tech, episode 1803, what to do about all those Windows 10 updates. Hello, and welcome to this updated version of Smart Tech. I'm your host, Chuck Minear. Are you confused about Windows updates? You know, those things that happen at the least opportune times. You're getting ready to do a presentation, or you're getting ready to, you need to finish a report, and all of a sudden you get this message that says, Windows is updating, please wait. And you're like, no, and then it restarts 10 times, and then it freezes, and then it stalls, and it's definitely one of the more popular problems in Windows, I'll tell you. I hear a lot about that. That and viruses, which aren't nearly the problem that they used to be, but updates are still updates. And are you confused about how they work in Windows 10? Because they're even different than Windows 8 and 7 and previous versions. Well, join the club. In the latest version of its operating system, Microsoft has transformed what was once a straightforward procedure into a seemingly complicated process that varies according to whether you have Windows 10 Home or Windows 10 Pro. And as a result, there's been lots of misconceptions and misperceptions about how Windows 10 update works and how best to use it. Now, unlike previous versions of Windows, Windows 10 doesn't give you the option to review pending updates and choose not to install them. Although, as you see later, we're going to talk about the few exceptions to that. Instead, the updates automatically install on a schedule of Microsoft's choosing. And when updates are available, Windows 10 automatically downloads and installs them. And Murphy's Law says it will be at the most inopportune times. Now, I'm hoping that this episode is going to make things a little clearer for you if you're a Windows user. We're going to delve deep into Windows 10 update and come up with the answers to your most pressing questions. Whether you have to accept all updates, whether you can uninstall existing updates, and how to reduce the bandwidth some updates use. I'm also going to include some hidden extras, like how to stop all updates if you want. With the help of an article from Computer World, I'm going to list the changes in Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. That was released in October 2017. Now, if you haven't made the move to that new version of Windows 10, then things might look or work a bit differently for you. You might be wondering, why talk about handling Windows updates? I mean, if you updated to Windows 10 Fall Creators Update, then of course you know how to update, right? And you don't need help with handling updates. But that's not quite true. In Microsoft speak, there are updates and then there are updates, like the Fall Creators Update. So we'll refer to those as major updates. Microsoft used to differentiate by referring to upgrades and updates, but over time the word upgrade seems to have disappeared from its lexicon. But there remains differences between updates and major updates. Updates that aren't major, like the updates of old, fix security issues, squash bugs, they make relatively insignificant changes to Windows, typically under the hood. They're delivered on Patch Tuesday, the second Tuesday of every month, and at other times on if deemed too critical to wait. On the other hand, major updates, like yesteryear's upgrades, install the latest new features, experiences, and capabilities. That's a quote, of course, from Microsoft. And they do this in Windows 10. According to Microsoft, Microsoft is now on a schedule to issue two major updates a year, approximately 6 months apart. The first major update to Windows 10 was in November 2015. The latest was the Fall Creators Update. Now, why did Microsoft make everything an update? Well, it's hard to say, but even when the company made the distinction between updates and upgrades, it didn't always follow its own naming convention when describing them to the public. For example, when Terry Myerson, Microsoft's executive vice president for the Windows and Devices Group, blogged about the first Windows 10 upgrade in November 2015, he headlined it, "First Major Updates for Windows 10 Available Today." Now, while it may sound at first as if Microsoft is completely taking control of the update process, you do have some options. To see whether any updates have been downloaded and scheduled to be installed, click the Start button and select Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update. That brings up the Windows Update screen, which shows any updates that have been downloaded, as well as any that are waiting to be downloaded. If you want to check to see if any updates have become available since the last time Windows checked for them, click Check for Updates. Next to any update that has been downloaded but not yet installed, you'll see the words Status, colon, Awaiting Install. Although Windows 10 will automatically install the downloaded updates, you have some control over when the installation takes place so that it doesn't interrupt your work. On the Windows Update screen, click Change Active Hours. Select the hours you're typically using your computer. Updates won't be installed during those hours. Note, though, that the total number of active hours can't exceed 18. So you've got to give it some chance to update. You can't just say 24 and be done with it. Your system may or may not need to restart in order to install the updates. And I'll tell you the difference. The system will definitely have to update if you're doing some mission critical work. Okay, that's just Murphy's Law. Now, typically updates that add virus definitions for Windows Defender don't need the system to restart, while other updates do. Your PC will only restart to finish installing the updates during non-active hours, and you even have a bit of control over that. If for some reason you want the downloaded update to immediately install, on the Windows Update screen, click Restart Now. And if you want to have your PC restart at a specific time, click Restart Options and select the day and time you want your PC to restart. You can also ask Windows Update to install not just updates to Windows 10, but also for other Microsoft products such as Microsoft Office. To do that, on the Windows Update screen, click Advanced Options, and on the Choose How Updates Are Installed section on the screen that appears, click Give Me Updates for Other Macintosh Products When I Update Windows. Now, there is a workaround to the Must Always Update Immediately rule, assuming you have Windows Professional, Enterprise, or Education. In those cases, you have some control over pausing updates. To do it, click the Start button and select Settings, Update and Security, Advanced Options. Then go to the box, Choose When Updates Are Installed. This setting will control whether to defer the twice yearly upgrade to Windows 10 and how to do it. And you do have two choices. Semi-annual channel targeted. Okay, that's what it's called. This lets you specify how long after the upgrade is released you want to wait before installing it. In the box below this option, you can choose how many days you want to wait before installing, up to 1 year or 365 days. Semi-annual. If you choose this, the upgrade will be deferred until after Microsoft has determined it's ready for businesses to use. That usually takes about 3 to 4 months. That's just a starting point for the deferral, though. In the box below this option, choose a number up to 365. That's how many days the upgrade will be deferred after Microsoft says the upgrade is fine for business to install. Now, you might want to do that because sometimes there's been installations that have been automatically pushed on you, and then you find out it breaks something else, software that you use. I'll keep using the word mission critical, but your mission critical software or peripherals or whatever are affected by this upgrade. So having it wait for a while, looking in publications or on the internet to see if there's been any glitches with the new update, and then doing it after a period of time is probably a smarter way of doing it, unless there's some kind of, you know, really powerful virus that's being spread through the internet, and they have an update that you need to download for that. Now, these settings only apply to the twice annual Windows upgrades. You can also defer the more frequent Windows 10 feature updates. And to do that, go to the box marked "A quality update includes," and in the drop-down box, choose the number of days you'd like the quality updates deferred, and you can choose up to 30 days. You'll find an additional setting that's, believe it or not, somewhat confusing, even compared to what I've explained already, the pause update setting. Select this, and it pauses updates for 5 days, except Windows Defender updates. Note that this setting takes precedence over the settings that I've outlined previously. So you can kind of ignore everything if you go to that one. There's also a sneaky little known workaround for any version of Windows 10, including Home, that can prevent you from installing Windows updates entirely, except for important security updates. But you can't do it on a case-by-case basis. You either install all updates or none at all. And you can only do it on PCs that are connected to a network via Wi-Fi. If you have an Ethernet connection, this won't work. So here's what you need to do. You need to tell Windows 10 that you're on a metered connection. In other words, that you're being charged for how much data you use. You know, lie to Windows. Click the Start button and select Settings, Network and Internet, Wi-Fi/Manage Known Networks. On the screen that appears, scroll to your Wi-Fi network and click Properties. On the screen that appears, go to the metered connection setting and set the slider from off to on. When you do that, Windows will minimize the data you use. And one of the ways it does that is to stop automatically downloading Windows updates. Keep in mind, though, that if you connect to another Wi-Fi network, you'll have to turn that setting on for that network as well. If you don't, updates will happen automatically. And if it happens to be a slow network, or you haven't updated for a while, get ready to sit and wait. Now, if you're connected to a network via internet, the metered connection setting won't appear, so you can't use the technique. And finally, Windows Pro users can use the enterprise level Windows Update for Business, or the WUB tool, to control the timing of upgrades and update deliveries. Now, although Windows 10 won't allow you to pick and choose which updates to install, you can uninstall some updates that cause you problems. To do it, first see what updates have been installed by clicking the Start button and selecting Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, View Installed Update History. You'll see a list divided into four sections: Feature Updates, Quality Updates, Other Updates, and Driver Updates. The feature update section shows what Microsoft often calls upgrades, for example, the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. However, don't expect to see that in plain English in the features update section. Instead, you'll see the version number, because, you know, why make this easy, right? That Microsoft uses to refer to the upgrade. So Windows 10 version 1709 for the Windows 10 Fall Creators Update, for example. The quality updates section lists the more mundane and more frequent updates to Windows that fix bugs, improve security, and add minor features. The other updates list miscellaneous other updates, such as to the Windows malicious software removal tool. And the driver updates, as the name implies, shows all the drivers that have been updated. To get information about any of the updates slightly differently, depending on whether you're looking for details about a feature update, a quality update, or an other or driver type of update, for feature updates, on the View Installed Update History screen, go to the Feature Update section, look for the update for which you want details, and underneath the date it was installed, click see what's new in this update. For quality updates, go to the quality update section. Look for the update for which you want details and click it. For other updates, go to the other update section. Look for the update for which you want details and click it. To see driver updates, go to the driver update section and click the update for which you want details. Now, when you click to get details about a feature update, you'll be sent to a page full of tips, videos, and other contents about the update. For quality driver and other updates, you'll be sent to a web page with a detailed written description of the update. Now, if you want to uninstall an upgrade like Windows 10 version 1709 listed in the feature updates, you'll have to do it within 10 days of the upgrade being installed. After that point, you're out of luck. The update will stay. Even if you want to uninstall it in that 10-day time period, it's quite complicated to do. And your best bet for doing it is to follow the instruction Microsoft offers. And I'll put this link on the website, but it's how to use the rollback function in Windows 10, 1709, 1703, and earlier versions of Windows 10. That link will be on our website, www.smarttech.tv. You can, however, uninstall updates listed in quality updates, other updates, and driver updates. To do this, select Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, View Installed Update History. To uninstall an update, click Uninstall Updates at the top of the screen. On the screen that appears, click on the update you want to get rid of, then click Uninstall. Note, though, that you won't be able to uninstall all updates. Of course not. Not every update listed in the View Installed Update History will appear on the screen that lets you uninstall updates, and you can't uninstall any that don't appear there. And when you click some updates that do appear on the Uninstall Update screen, the uninstall button vanishes. In some instances, you may be able to make sure that Windows 10 won't reinstall the update you've uninstalled using a free Microsoft tool to essentially hide it from Windows Update. To do it, go to our website, smarttech.tv, go to the show notes, and I will put a link to the page on the Microsoft site. When you get to that, scroll down to the bottom and click the Download the Show or Hide Updates Troubleshooter Package Now link. Install the download, click Next, and follow the instructions for hiding the update you don't want reinstalled. But there's even more. If you're the kind of person who needs to be the first in the technology know and wants the latest version of Windows before its general release, you'll want to become part of Microsoft Windows Insider Program. When you do that, you'll get the latest version of Windows updates before everyone else. Keep in mind, though, that when you do this, you're somewhat of a guinea pig because Microsoft uses the program to find bugs and problems with their updates. So if heaven forbid you decide this is something you want to do, because you're a masochist, head to the Windows Insider page and sign up. Then on your PC, click the Start button, select Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, Windows Insider Program, and click Get Started. You will be warned that you'll be using software that might not be fully tested. If you want to do this, then click Next. After that comes an even scarier notice, and this warns you that if you ever want to stop receiving insider preview builds, you may need to remove everything from your PC and reinstall Windows. If you're still not scared, click Confirm, then you have to restart your PC. After your PC restarts, click the Start button and select Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, Windows Insider Program. You'll see the Get Insider Preview Build section that you'll now receive Insider Preview Builds. You have a choice of receiving the Insider Preview Builds as soon as they're released or after they've been tested a while, but before they're released to the general public. Microsoft calls these options the Fast Ring and Slow Ring. To choose one of the rings in What Kind of Content Would You Like to Receive section, select Active Development of Windows. Then in the What Pace Do You Want to Get New Builds, choose either the fast or slow ring. At any time, you can come back and you can switch between the fast and the slow rings. Now, you have another set of choices as well. Of course you do. Separate from the fast and slow rings, in the what kind of content would you like to receive section, the drop-down menu offers three choices. The first choice is just fixes apps and drivers. Select this, and rather than getting any new Windows builds more quickly, you only get bug fixes, driver updates, and app updates more quickly. The second one is active development of Windows. Choose this, and as outlined previously, you get the choice of being put on the fast or slow ring for updates. Number three, skip ahead to the next Windows release. When you choose this, you skip over the previews for the next upgrade of Windows, and instead you get previews for the upgrade after that. Note that you'll only get these updates at the point when the next Windows upgrade is nearly finished and with a few previews left, and the version after that is in very early development, which usually means say goodbye to your computer or, you know, it may freeze up. Don't do something like that on a work computer or something that you need, you know, to make sure it works. You can partition your drive, and that's what I usually do when I want to test something new. I'll partition my drive and I'll have two operating systems installed, or I'll use virtual machines. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't want to do it, but you can set up virtual machines and you can put different versions of the software on the same machine, and you can also put the new releases on there, and then one doesn't affect the other. So that might be something you want to do. If you want to opt out of getting insider preview builds, click Stop Insider Previews at the very top of the screen. You'll, of course, have three choices when that screen appears. One, move to a less risky and less frequent schedule. You can pretty much ignore this option because not only is it extremely confusing, but it uses terminology that Microsoft abandoned in late July 2017, and it duplicates the settings described in the three previous points that I described. So don't even bother to click it. Number two is pause updates for a bit. Click here, and from the screen that appears, move the slider from off to on, and you'll pause updates from being installed for 7 days. So you're turning pause on, you're not turning updates off. So make sure you turn it on if you want them off. Yes, that's Microsoft. The third one is roll me back to the last Windows version. This section brings you to the settings recovery section, which allows you to roll your PC back to the latest public version of Windows. So you'll wipe out all preview releases and go back to being on the normal Windows update schedule. Now, when it comes to updating Windows 10, Microsoft borrowed a technique from peer-to-peer networking apps such as BitTorrent in order to help distribute updates more efficiently. If you want, you can tell Windows 10 that you want updates delivered from other PCs via peer-to-peer networking in addition to getting them from the Microsoft service. In addition to getting them from the Microsoft servers. Now, why would you want to do this? Well, if you have multiple Windows 10 PCs on your network, you can save a ton of bandwidth. What happens is the update is delivered to one PC on your network. The other PCs see this and they copy it from the first PC. So they're not copying it over the internet. They're copying it over your local network from machine to machine, and it's a lot faster. To turn this feature on, click the Start button and select Settings, Update and Security, Windows Update, Advanced Options, Delivery Optimization. Underneath the Allow Downloads from Other PCs section, move the slider to On, then choose PCs on my local network. If you choose PCs on my local network and PCs on the internet, the PCs on your network will get updates from other PCs on the internet, but your PC will also send updates to those other PCs as well, and so you could end up using additional bandwidth. So you just want to choose PCs on my local network, not PCs on the internet. So if you aren't thoroughly confused by now, you can go to our website. And if you're thoroughly confused, still go to our website, www.smarttech.tv. If you're a Windows user, I will put some links to a guide to the Windows 10 updates, a guide to builds in Windows 10, and a review of Computer World's Windows 10 Fall Creators Update. I'll put all those links on the website so that you can kind of feel your way through this update conundrum. Look, if you have no problem with Windows updates interrupting your workflow at certain times, then don't worry about it. Just let things run the way they are. But if you're like most of us, including me, when I'm using Windows and that stupid thing stops right in the middle of something important that I need to do, a deadline that I need to meet, and it starts to download, you know, the largest Windows update ever, and then wanting to restart the computer and wanting me to put in passwords and wanting me, you know, and I need to get done, the hints that I gave you may help. And I hope they do. And you can go back and listen to different sections and you can see what you need to do. I'll also put some of the instructions that I shared with you on the website. So where is that again? Well, if you want to learn anything about technology, go to our website, www.smartteck.tv. That takes you to our Smart Tech page. By the way, I also have another URL, which I didn't know if I should share, but it might be easier for you to remember. It's www.smarttechpodcast.com, and that will redirect you to our .tv website. But whichever one you want to use, www.smarttech.tv. And when you go there, we would really, 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 really appreciate your comments. You know, if you click on the iTunes link and you leave a comment on iTunes, it helps put us up in the ratings, in the search engines for technology podcasts. And that really helps us. But more than that, we really enjoy hearing your feedback because we want to update the show and do some of the things that our audience wants to hear and see. See meaning put on our website or maybe on our YouTube channel. We would also like to hear from you on Facebook. A lot of our feedback comes on our Facebook page, and there's a big, huge Facebook button on our website that you can click on, and it'll take you right to Facebook, to our page. You can also like us on Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest. And on each of our episodes, there's a link for those. So the big link is for you to subscribe to our page on Facebook, and the little links are for you to leave comments on specific episodes. So there you go. So once again, we hope that you'll take advantage of all the resources we have. Our website is www.smarttech.tv. So until next time, as we wait for our Windows updates to complete and our new ones to start over, I'm your host, Chuck Minear, and I certainly hope that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.